expected, but you know, we ended up not being able to get the change as a result.
So that, you know, in that situation, they've been around a long time. You try to trust them to make the right play, and they did to a certain extent. We just didn't get it 200 feet to get fresh legs out there, and then I wouldn't put on forwards or the D. They just started making plays, and penalty kill just didn't have an answer tonight. All night, they scored twice, and probably should have scored.
Might get tired to keep kind of thinking this way, but this, you have a good start. You have a good 40 minutes. Didn't get the result. How you feel about the game kind of in that regard?
Some positives. 5-on-5 play, defending against two real good teams the last two nights. I thought we were, tight, or not loose, not allowing easy chances. Top line again was creating. We're just not getting anything from the middle of the lineup in terms of offense. You need four lines to produce for you in this league on a regular basis. Might not be tonight, might be Saturday, but at some point we need to balance that out. We need some guys to get going here a little bit and at least find their opportunities, and then eventually they'll go in. But I'm not sure they're even finding their opportunities yet. So that's step one that we're still chasing.
It seemed like you were getting that for a while. Is there anything you can put your finger on as to kind of why it's ebbing?
Well, some of it's inside. You start playing good teams that are fast. Colorado's of the world, Washington, Tampa Bay. I mean, it's almost like playoff hockey in December. Well, I mean, some of those guys in the room, a lot of those guys in the room have lived it. They know what it's about. So make a decision. You want to play that way or not. So. And then some of it was self-inflicted. We give up two goals tonight. We won neutral zone faceoffs. Harmless kind of plays that puck doesn't get in. We turn it over and we take penalties right after that against a potent power play. And now it's in the net. So I mean, this is the PK. Well, yeah, it wasn't great, but it's a good power play. Like, we didn't help ourselves in those situations. Guys that just need to be better. And make the right play, execute, right? Even late in the game, we have a chance to tie it up, a backdoor pass, we don't execute. Power play was disappointing, we don't execute. So some of that is back to playing to where we're capable of, or at least we feel we're capable of.
The PK on the first goal particularly, just egregious because Stamkos has got a lot of time and space.
We win the draw. I mean, that's been an issue for us all year, clearing pucks on the draw. I think there's analytics that if we're not dead last, we're close. We've had debates in the room, Joe and Kevin are on the PK about maybe lining up certain ways that might sacrifice if you lose it for reverse winning it, and that's always a risk. So we've talked about it. At some point, we'll probably have to implement it, but at the end of the day, you got to battle for that thing and then, have the safety valve in front, which, we did.
Moore found himself in an interesting spot for that goal. Did you see kind of the rest of the team react to what he was doing there properly?
We're down two goals. We're crowding the net in that situation. Johnny had a couple penalties that we sure like to have back. So he's trying to help the team by contributing. He did. Gave us a chance at the end. Unfortunately, we didn't generate again on the 6-on-5. I thought we couldn't get in tight to the net.
Chara fighting two games in a row is extremely rare. What do you think?
I'm not sure how this one started tonight. The other night they got tangled up in the corner. I think it was more hockey. I don't know if this one was Maroon initiating it, or Z for that matter. I don't imagine it's Z. Typically, that's not his style. But he answered the bell well and still able to do it. Hopefully, gives our team a lift.
Thanks, guys. Welcome.